rocks, then you could say, you would more likely say a stony place or a rocky place. But I don't think you'd ever say that you picked up a stone to do that.
Okay.
I mean, it would be more likely to say rock.
Okay, how about if you had a bunch of roses in your hand, what would you call it?
Bouquet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you had more than one flower?
Well, you'd say a bunch or a bouquet, depends on how many. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about what would you call someone whose husband had died?
A widow.
Okay. How about a person whose mother wasn't married? What would you call the child?
Illegitimate.
Okay.
I don't think we'd go so far as to say that more common word.
Okay,
but,
that's okay.
I don't know that we'd use that word illegitimate either. As a child, a lot of things were conveyed by expression of your attitude in those days.
So, like, how would you have referred to, or what would you have said?
Oh, maybe say something about she didn't have any father, you know. Something like that. You probably didn't know those other words.
Have you ever heard of a shivaree?
Oh, yes, I participated in it.
You did? Can you tell me what it is?
Well, when someone got married, then all the young people around would gather and go to their place, make a lot of noise and racket, and sometimes if they got really rough, they would take one the fellow out probably and keep him away all night. They make a lot of noise and just generally raise, keep it uncomfortable.
Okay. How about different types of musical instruments?
Oh yes, we have most had every different type, pianos, violins, different horns.
How about harmonicas?
Yes, harmonicas were quite popular at the time. My brother played what they called a mandolin, which was similar to a guitar, but it was shaped just a little differently. He played a mandolin and also the harmonica.
Do you have any other term for a harmonica?
No, I don't think so. Trying to think what we did call it. There was something. There was what also called a Jew's harp, but I think there was sometimes another term for harmonica, but I can't think what it was.
So, what would you call it if you turned on the radio and you were listening to
the news or the program?
Or if it was like tunes or.
Oh, music or?
Would you just say music or would you say maybe songs or
well,
what would
songs,
you say? I'm
going
to turn the radio on and listen
to the music or to the songs or to the program.
Okay. Oh, how about a thing that you have that kids play on and it goes back and forth?
Teeter totter.
Okay.
Seesaw.
Which would you would you say teeter totter?
We would
have
said teeter totter.
Teeter totter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about when you have a chicken or something and you have the part, the two bones that you can break?
Wishbone.
Okay, now, who, did you have a winner? Like, was there a winner
oh,
and a
yes.
loser? Who was the winner?
The one that got the long.
The long piece.
The long piece.
Okay. If the person got the long piece, did they just win? Did they get to make
no,
a wish?
No, they got to make a wish and their wish was going to come true.
Okay. We had a big discussion about
did
that
you?
One in class about who was the winner, the
uh-huh.
person with the small piece or the big piece. And I said, it was the person with
the
big
piece.
And they said, no, it wasn't.
Because the little piece would break off, you know, it didn't have as much to it, and it
yeah.
would break off easier.
Now I can go back and say, see, I told you.
My kids still, grandkids still do that.
We did too at my house, and my grandma taught us how to do it, and it was always the person with.
Have we got time enough for me to stop and get you a drink?
Oh, sure. Sure, you can stop any time.
He's gonna get you a drink.
That's okay.
Well, I don't think my life was that much out of the ordinary.
Well,
almost every day.
That's true, but I don't know what the ordinary was. Okay, let's see what we were on. Do you have any term that you would use for carrying a heavy load?
Packing load, I guess.
How about names of